I'm WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell. The July closure of the Pick and Save grocery store in Metcalf Park left that predominantly black neighborhood and bordering neighborhoods without a convenient fresh food source. Kroger, the grocery chain's parent company, closed 5 Pick and Save stores in the Milwaukee area as part of its plan to close 60 stores nationwide over the next 18 months. While the loss of the grocery store in Metcalf Park has widened the gap in food access, it has also created opportunities for residents to work together on solutions to bridge that gap. That work has culminated in a community-powered fridge. Metcalf Park Community Bridges partnered with Trickleby Cafe and the organization 1MKE to make it possible. 1MKE is a nonpartisan coalition centered on building civic engagement in Milwaukee. The fridge was recently unveiled with a ribbon cutting at Trickleby Cafe in the Sherman Park neighborhood. A few dozen people gathered for the occasion. Maddie Day, the program director of 1MKE, opened the event with a few words.
So when we heard that there was a pick and save closing in the Metcalf Park area, we knew we wanted to do something to help out. This fridge isn't supposed to replace the pick and save, but we're hoping it's a small step in building something bigger.
A couple other people spoke to guests before cutting the ribbon on the nearly 6-foot-tall freestanding fridge. Here's Trickleby Cafe's executive director, Christy Melby Gibbons.
When we heard that the grocery store was closing, we got really sad, we got angry, but then we got busy making some real change happen, and this is just the start of what we're doing to make sure that everybody still has access to good, healthy food, no matter who they are, where they come from.
The fridge is stocked by the community. Anyone is welcome to give or take items for free. People can add things like fruit, veggies, deli items, or drinks to the fridge. Shelf items are also welcome for the pantry.
How y'all doing? Yay! Good energy, and now good food, right?
That's Melody McCurtis, Deputy Director of Metcalf Park Community Bridges.
Our grocery store closed, but we have been showing up for the past 3 months, really coming together to figure out some short-term solutions and some long-term goals. So I just want to say thank you to all of the working groups that's been working on this, that's really just been getting in rooms, looking at what do we have together, what can we do together that we can't do alone, and this is just an extension of that. We hope that folks take this model and implement it at their businesses or their organizations so that we have a scatter site place to make sure folks have access to free, healthy, fresh food, and when you have excess, bring it on down.
McCurtis says her organization is looking for 3 to 5 more businesses or organizations to house a community fridge. The ideal places would be open during normal business hours, at least 3 to 4 days a week, and wheelchair accessible. She says all those businesses and organizations need to do is offer a location, and groups behind the community fridge effort will handle everything else. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.